Out of Bounds, where no stat is left untouched.
Nerd alert!
If you want to geek out about sports, join Qualk and Ben from noon to 3 p.m. every day right here on The Roar, where the upstate sounds off.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold him out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here. It's out of here.
Got the distance. Does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Benvenuti, siamo in diretta, Firenze, Italia, per Out of Bounds, su The Roar. Yes, Sam Jones, that is welcome in. We are live in Florence, Italy for Out of Bounds on The Roar in Italian. I've been working on that for 2 days, brother. Sam Jones, William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, he will be here in moments. We are live in multiple locations in multiple countries. And did I just take a shot of espresso before hitting the air? Do I have another one at the ready? Yes. I'm very excited for a Friday show live from a hotel in downtown Florence with Clemson men's basketball. I have so many things to say, so many things to talk about, so many things that we, you and I, and, you know, the audience, we have to catch up on. This show is going to be just, I mean, it's going to be bounce around nonsense show. I can't wait. 654 Roar if you'd like to get in internationally today. 654-7627 if you'd like to text the show on the Adams Gofring text line. If you'd like to call us as well on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines, open phones throughout the show. We're going to talk ACC order finish. We're going to talk Ole Miss finding out that contracts matter. We're going to talk about Aiden Kanak. We're going to talk about All ACC. We're going to talk about Nate Oates' second marriage. We're going to talk about Braves Nationals. We're going to do it all before we're done. It's amazing. Sam Jones, I enjoyed listening to you and Ashby as I was prepping today. How we feeling? New chair, same Sam Jones.
How did I miss Nate Oates' second marriage? 5 days of shows, I didn't get to Nate Oates' second marriage. Or Tony Romo's DUI. Missed them both.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about the DUI.
They just announced that he's not going to be with CBS anymore. So congrats to those who don't like Tony Romo. You win. I'm good. I'm hanging out with you for like a segment until upper management gets back. He missed you so much. He's so excited, I'm sure.
I'm very, very excited. A texter is asking. Texter says this from the 864. He says, when you first started talking, I was about to change the channel. I thought it was ESPN Spanish or something. Nah, man, that was clearly Italian. I don't know what we're talking about there. Not ESPN Deportes, but ESPN Italia. Every now and then I might throw in a word or phrase or two. I've been asking for some words and phrases that I can use. Texter asks, what time is it there? A great question. It is 6:08 p.m. in Italy, so we're 6 hours ahead. And so I've been up for a while. It's fun, Sam. My favorite thing to do here is to wake up. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So 3 nights that we've spent in Italy already. And my favorite thing to do is I'll wake up at like 7:30 a.m. here, and which is 1:30 a.m. back home. And it's just all my messages are just my dad and my brother just
destroying the Reds. Like, just destroying in a game that just ended. Like, you know, 30 minutes, an hour before, whatever. A couple hours, I guess, at that point. But it's my new favorite thing. That honestly, and I know a lot of y'all travel internationally. It adjusting to the time change was the number one thing that I was very afraid about. Just being candid, like I've never done it. I've never been east of Eastern time, and I've never been west of Pacific time. Like I just don't know how to do that. And I thought I had it licked until yesterday. It was hard to go to sleep yesterday, and our wake-up call this morning to leave Rome for Florence came a little bit quicker. So I'm feeling it. I'm feeling a little bit more today. Texter asks, are you having a beer yet? We did have a full-on conversation about how in Italy it is perfectly reasonable to have wine at all times. And so, no, I've not consumed today, but, I mean, lunch wine is like, they're trying to get you to buy bottles of wine at lunch here. Sam, have you traveled international? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know the struggle of the adjustment here?
Yeah, I was in London a few years ago for a week, and my body, I could go to bed. I mean, we did so much during the day that I would go to bed and my body would think I was taking a nap because we were so far ahead of where my time schedule was naturally that I'd wake up at like 2 or 3 in the morning after like a 4-hour nap or something where I think my body's halfway to sleep, halfway to not. And then I'd just be up until 6 a.m. and then I'd start my day. And it was a nightmare till about day 5. And then of course we left. But it's fun. It's fun. It's fun to be over there. It's a different world. You mentioned that this is probably the hottest place you've ever been, which is incredible because you've come from the South. So it's not exactly chilly here. So it's got to be scalding y'all out there.
So it is. It's about 100 every day. Okay. Yesterday, I think the high was 101 in Rome. Now, it's not as humid, so you don't have the humidity. But, like, none of us packed enough clothes. Like, I had a carry-on with clothes in it and a check bag with clothes in it. A lot of people had multiple suitcases because we're here. It's like 11 days that we're like in there, so either airport to airport or whatever, but it's like 10 days and 6 hours. So you can imagine all the clothes that we packed, and you're not sure exactly what you're going to need and all this stuff. I wasn't sure what everybody was wearing to the Vatican last night, but there's a dress code involved in that. So I brought some options there. We are going to run out of clothes, or we're going to have to do a laundry service, because every single time you do anything outside, you are like drenched in sweat. And the hottest place that we've been so far is the upstairs at the gym where our first game was. I was so sweaty after that. Like, Rick Bagby and I were talking about it. Like, those are the clothes that we for sure can't wear again. Like, those are the sweatiest clothes we have. And we did, like, a 2-hour walking tour of Rome, like, in the middle of the day. In the Vatican, we were, like, waiting outside for the other bus to get some of the donors and people who are on the trip. It is really, really hot, and apparently Florence is hotter. We're going to Como on Monday, and apparently that is cooler. There's a like Lake Como. It's up near Switzerland, and so that's gonna be a lot of fun. Jed asked this. Texter, I need to say this. Q, please tell me you took my advice and stayed off the Rome Metro. I thought about it. I thought about going on there. We did not need the metro. We have buses that are at our sort of available to take us places. We also, the taxi service is really inexpensive. So a couple times yesterday, we were sort of wandering Rome and going to different villages and things, and we're able to get taxis for, I don't know, 10 euros or something. It was not that bad at all. And I mean, they'll take you pretty good ways. There's a lot of stuff around our hotels, and a lot of the sightseeing and things that we've done have been scheduled. Like, we have local tour guides. Last night, because Jed asked about the Vatican, the Clemson men's basketball account, maybe a couple hours ago or something, maybe an hour ago, posted little quick interviews that I did with Blake Davidson and Zach Foster, literally from the courtyard at the Vatican. One of the coolest things. We did a private tour of the Vatican last night after it closed. So we had tour guides. We had the whole thing to ourselves, like Sistine Chapel. You're not allowed to take pictures in there. It's an incredibly reverent place. But, like, you walk in there, and it's literally just us. I mean, you know, there's a few dozen people with players, coaches, staffers, donors, you know, yahoos like me. But, like, we were the second group in there, and you just walk in, and you're amazed. It's not – I would say this about Sistine Chapel. It's not the amazement that you get in, like, an old church. We were walking around Rome yesterday, and we actually just sort of found – I'll give Kristen Neff credit. Kristen Neff found – like an older church. I'm not even sure what the name of the church was. But we walked in, Tresta Verde, I think, or something like that was the name of the village we were in. And that was cool. Like, you saw, like, very old paintings, very old, the foundations and the walls and everything, the pillars were old. And it was, like, a legitimate church with pews. The Sistine Chapel was just sort of like a building, but man, the artwork is unbelievable. I would highly recommend Vatican Museum. If you're over here, get the tour. Very much worth it for the tapestry and the sculptures and the art and the cultural part. And then the Sistine Chapel was a breathtaking experience. And then we walk out, we get done with the tour, and they have light hors d'oeuvres set up for us, like it's like a covered space in the courtyard. So we just ate dinner, like, in the courtyard of the Vatican, which was very, very cool. I'm incredibly blessed to be here. Lord knows, like, I'll just be honest. Like, 2 months ago in my life, if you'd asked me, are you going to go to the Vatican? I'd be like, no, you're an idiot. When would I do? Why would I do that? I'm not doing that. And last night I got to do interviews with two Clemson basketball players at the Vatican. So it was incredibly cool experience. And I'm excited for two more games. We are going to have a game tomorrow. It's not going to be broadcast live. We're going to record it and play it later next week on Thursday when we're traveling back in this time slot. So we'll have something on Thursday. But it has been really good. I have eaten really well here, as you can imagine. I have seen a lot of cool stuff. I've seen some of the, like, gritty parts of Rome. Like, you know, you go down some side streets and you're like, okay, this is like gritty. But then you see the beauty, Spanish Steps, Colosseum was absolutely incredible. Getting to walk around inside the Colosseum to see how they've been able to, you know, restore some things and keep some things and recreate some things. Very, very neat. Can I be honest with you? This is weird, but the only thing I can think of is, like, when we went to Bristol Motor Speedway to watch the Reds-Braves game last year, it sort of raised up on a hill. That's kind of how I felt walking to the Coliseum, honestly. So if you've ever thought about Bristol as the Coliseum of America, I feel like I'm going to give you permission to feel that way. Texter asks, I need to know, how authentic is Olive Garden? Sam, I'm going to tell you this right now. Let me ask you a question, okay? Let me ask you a question. When you eat lasagna, okay? When you eat lasagna, mm-hmm. You cut it. Like, let's say you cut it once or twice. What happens? Like, what's the result when you cut into a lasagna?
I don't know. It cuts. I don't have a – it steams, okay. If it's made well, I suppose.
It steams if it's made well.
Stays warm.
Does it stay together? Like, is it like cutting into a well-made cake or a pie, or is it like, does it become spaghetti immediately?
Suppose it depends on where you're getting it from, but it should stay together. Should, I think.
Okay.
Right?
It should, in theory, but have you ever made a lasagna that really stayed together? No, I'm going to say no. Like,
probably
somebody's going to get in and be like, my great-grandma never made a lasagna that fell apart. You know what? I don't believe you. We went to a restaurant the first night I got lasagna because the guy said there were four things on the menu that he made with his own two hands, and lasagna was one of them. I was like, you know what? I'll get your lasagna. And that lasagna, I'm telling you, from the first bite to the last bite, it all stayed together. It was so good that we went back for lunch. Me and the Bagbys and Bob Brookover went back for lunch yesterday.
Did you get more lasagna?
And I wanted – do what?
Did you get more lasagna?
No. See, I was the only one that didn't get lasagna that time.
Nah.
Like, I'd already had it. So I wanted the bolognese. I wanted the spaghetti with bolognese. And so I just said, just give me a spaghetti bolognese. And it was unbelievable. They all marveled at how the lasagna stayed together. So I think there's more cheese than sauce in there. I was trying to figure out like the physics behind that, but I can't get over it, man. It was incredible to eat, but it just didn't fall apart. And you're just Stouffer's ain't doing that. Sorry, you're not getting that from Stouffer's.
So it's not quite Olive Garden to answer the question. It's not, you know, it's a different plane.
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I have a lot to talk about. We have got to get to Kurt Cignetti firing at the SEC. We're going to get to that and some of our thoughts on Big Ten Media Days this week. I have thoughts on the ACC order of finish. There are two teams that I am, one that I'm higher on than most and one that I'm lower on in most. I have thoughts on the Braves and the trade deadline. We're going to hit all of that stuff when we return for more Out of Bounds in just a moment.
Hosts listen to themselves talk all day long.
Make your thoughts known
and vote on all of our Ingles poll questions. Find them in the poll section on our website
at theroarfm.com.
The Roar.
The Roar, where every day is game day.
Some rooftops. You know, Ashby and Sam were talking about, oh, he's probably like a, you know, overlooking a pool somewhere or something like that. I'm a little more professional than that, guys, you know. I've been off all week, so I felt like I was really going to just nail the professionalism today. Before we go to Jonathan on the phones, Ben Milstead is here. Ben, it's great to hear your voice. How are you feeling today?
Hey, it's good to hear you, Quok. I am, forgive my tardiness, but I am happy to be here now. And here we are, and I can't believe that you are in Italy, and I am not. I'm not bitter.
What's the temperature right now?
There? it's not very humid today. And I would say at the current, you know, low to mid 80s, maybe something like that. It's not terrible. It's not terrible at all.
If you are jealous about where I am, just know that we are a decent amount north of that. It is 100 right now.
Yeesh.
Feels like 105.
83 degrees in the booming metropolis of Easley.
Okay, we're going to take John this phone call, but when we get done, I need to tell you about my experience at Italian Bucky's. Just
oh boy.
Hold that. Yeah, we need to talk about that. Jonathan held through the break, though. 654 Roar, if you'd like to join him on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone lines. Let's talk a little Clemson hoops. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I got you. What's up?
I wanted to talk about some Clemson basketball.
All right, let's do it.
So I've said this to Walt, and I've said this to Faxon, and I have some thoughts on the basketball team. First and foremost, I have no questions about the talent we have. I think if in a few years we're going to look back at the four freshmen we had last year, throwing Harris Reynolds, throwing some other guys we have who redshirted, I think you're going to think, man, what a loaded group we had, some possibly all-time great Clemson players in a few years. But I have three concerns for this year, actually. So three questions, really. My first question is, can they stay healthy? You know, past 2 years, we've had devastating injuries in the first round or in our first ACC tournament game. If Dylan Hunter doesn't break his hand against SMU, I think we win the ACC and make a run, but because he made those lineups go. And last year, we obviously had Carter Welling get hurt. But, so it's a big question. Can we stay healthy?
Okay, I'll answer that one first, okay? I would say TBD. I mean, some of that is the rigor of a basketball season, you don't know. Some of it is that a lot of guys are coming back from injuries right now. So some of the injuries that you get are sort of wear and tear type injuries at the end of the season, even things like bones and ligaments and things like that, because your body's just sort of taking a pounding. In some ways, it could be good for a guy like Ace Buckner, who's had some shoulder issues. Like, he's not doing a lot right now. Same thing with Zach Foster, and the same thing with Carter Welling, and even Dylan Faulkner's not taking a beating, in at least he hasn't yet in Italy. So it remains to be seen if he'll play some. But I think, you know, the benefit of that It's sort of like, you know, I always say getting a guy back from injury is like a trade deadline acquisition when we're talking baseball. Like, you get a guy who's fresh, he's got energy, you know, in a trade, you got a guy that's got energy because he's going to a new team with you know, fresh start, all that stuff. But you can get those guys back at certain points, either preseason or during the season, that can really help you. And so I actually think that sets up for Clemson not to get hit as hard by one or two injuries this year. I still think that a lot of the guys that you can't afford to miss are already out. And so one of the things, and I'll let you get to your other two questions there, Jonathan, one of the things I think is good about this Italy trip, and I think Brad Brownell would say the same. He sort of talked about it when we were when he was on with us through the entire first game. It was unbelievable to have him on. But one of the things that I think he believes is that his team will gain some resilience, collective resilience, without their best players. I mean, you can make a legitimate argument that the four best players on Clemson's team, the four most important players on Clemson's team this year, I'm not sure that I would make it, but you could make the argument that they're all out right now, that none of them played in the first game. And when you have to go figure out how to win a game, you don't have a true point guard, you've got a freshman start, like there's only one player with any program, history, anything, that's starting for you. And you've got people off the bench that either haven't played or haven't played much. A lot of bigs, more bigs than guards and wings. It just makes it difficult. And so you have to figure that stuff out. It ultimately makes you better. So that would be a long answer to your question. What's your other two questions?
So my other two questions kind of tie into each other. So I'm working on the assumption that going into the year and throughout the year, our top two go-to guys will be Zach Foster and Ace Buckner. My concern is there a lack of, or is just a lack of experience there? You know, I'm very high on their talent. I'm very high on their talent. I know they can compete at an ACC level, but you have two go-to guys who have played for a combined 1 year and nine games, one season and nine games at the college level.
Go ahead.
Is that a valid concern, or?
I do think that's a valid concern. Now, with Ace, let me say this about Ace. I think Ace is the leader of this team right now. You can see it in his body language. You can see how he's in the huddle. You could see it if you watch practice. You can see it. He's the leader. And so I think that leadership, whether he's just filling a void that exists or whether he's just naturally drawn to it, the reality is I think that helps you because he's not trying to shy away from that. And Hank even points out on the Adams Curving text line, Buckner did redshirt, which counts for some experience and development. That is true. So he's a year older than, like, you would think in terms of playing experience. So while you're right, there's not a lot of minutes, you know, relatively speaking, there's not, like, you know, a long track record of success either at Clemson or broadly in college. I do think that Ace is a little bit older, and you do have some guys that have played, you know, like Dylan Faulkner has been in a similar system at Samford. That's helpful. You've got some guys with some experience. I think LT is a really good fit. Lelevichus is a really good fit for what Clemson's trying to do. So even the new guys, I think, for some it'll be a little more of a transition, but for others, like those two guys, I think more hand in glove. What's your last question?
So my last question kind of ties into that with the Ace and Zach being the sort of go-to guys. It's how will the style kind of adjust around that? Because if you look at Brownell's teams historically, there's only been a few years where I'd say where we have a guard who is the clear number one go-to guy, and I can't really think of a year where it's been the guards are the clear one and two go-to guy. You know, we had Chase Hunter a few years ago in his senior year, but you also had Lockin and Shefflin as kind of your number two and three scoring options there. You had, I guess it might be Mitchell and Reed way back in the Sweet 16 in 2018 season, but even then you had Elijah Thomas and Grantham, whereas this year it's Zach and Ace as the number one and two instead of a big man like we normally have. How's the style going to kind of change around that, I guess, is my question.
Those are good questions, Jonathan. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Here's what I'd say. I think the guards thing, the guards versus bigs thing, I don't know this exactly, but just my sense of it is that, and Ben, you can speak to this too, I think in the last probably 4 or 5 years, the caliber of guard that Clemson has brought into the probably more than that, the Chase Hunter, Almir Dawes class maybe started it, but the caliber of guard that Clemson has been able to recruit and bring in has just been better. So looking historically at a Brad Brownell team, a lot of it was wings and posts because they just sort of happened to have that type of clay. And they were doing it with sort of role-playing guards that were distributors and defenders, you know, no disrespect to them, but like the Rod Hall types of players. But now you've got really good play. Like Zach Foster's a dude. Ace Buckner's a dude. Harris Reynolds is a dude. These are really, really good players. And so I'm not convinced that it won't feel natural for a guy like Ace Buckner, a guy like Zach Foster, to be able to take the reins and be more of a guard-oriented team this year. Your thoughts on the stuff that Jonathan laid out there, Ben? Any thoughts from you on all that?
Yeah, the only thing I would perhaps disagree with, while I am 100% in the Zach Foster camp from a talent standpoint and all of that, I do think we need to be careful not to make assumptions about him, not to just automatically put him into lineups and leadership positions. He is still a young guy that did not get to play basketball last year, but for a couple of games. And, you know, it is going to come, but I for him at some point, hopefully it's right out of the gate. But if it's not, don't be discouraged. Don't be down on him, because he is behind from a college basketball standpoint. And, you know, by the way, when you're talking about leadership and things like that, whether he's on the court or not, Carter Welling is still part of this team, folks, and is very much one of those leader-type guys.
Can I tell you something else? And this is very encouraging, because you mentioned Carter. If Carter Welling's able to come back, which by all accounts he is going to be able to come back and play, there's no reason to try to redshirt him. You play him if he can, you know, in January, whatever the case. To me, that gives Clemson a really interesting, like, starting post, bench post dichotomy, where you've got some playmaking in your starting posts. You've got some playmaking in your bigs there. And then, man, I'm telling you, what Trent Steinauer did off the bench, what Blake Davidson did off the bench for this team with the energy and the little stuff, Davidson showing a little leadership. I mean, to me, that was maybe the most surprising thing to me, is Davidson's like bossing guys around. He's telling them where to go. There was one time where I thought it was interesting that Brad was like, oh, we got Blake Davidson trying to get us in something. I don't think we're going to get there, but he's doing – you know, he's like, he's giving us this thing. We're like, it's not going to work, but he's trying. And for Brad Brownell to notice that about Blake, I thought was very interesting.
You have seen this, Blake. I'm sure you have seen this. Blake is an incredibly intelligent guy. Just naturally, but he is a very high basketball IQ guy. In fact, I think coaching is what he wants to do long term.
Well, he could do it. He could also lead tours at the Vatican. I could tell you that right now. We got out of the Vatican tours. And I was getting with Ben Winterode. I knew we wanted to film a couple things last night, and I was like, all right, who stood out from the tour? Who'd you have your eye on? And he's like, well, Blake Davidson was like doing the tour for the guide, like just knew everything. And so he went to Catholic school, and so knew a lot about the tour. And that came up during our interview. The other one was Zach Foster. Apparently Zach Foster was just like peppering the guide with a bunch of questions, very inquisitive. I enjoyed talking to him about that a little bit. But you're right. To me, like, nobody's thinking about Blake Davidson making an impact on this team. I think Steinauer's probably in there with people in their minds. Like, he won strongman. He's an incredibly hard worker. And you could see him having a role off the bench. I think everybody's like, Blake is just Nick's younger brother. And, you know, everybody's excited about other stuff. I'm telling you, I'm very impressed with what I've said. I'm impressed what he did off the bench, but I'm impressed how he's interacted with his teammates. I was impressed with him in conversation yesterday. just very, very much keeping an eye on Blake Davidson. And that leads me to really my last point on this, and we can shift gear. We can talk more basketball if people want. This is a really good, cohesive group in July. And I don't know how in the world that happens if you don't have good leadership in place. Because think about this. Brad Brownell is here, and, you know, you've got a few staffers that are here. But you have a new strength coach. You have all new assistant coaches. You have a new general manager that helped bring this roster together. You have new players. There was one returner in the starting five. There is so much new in this program. I expected it to be a disjointed mess. And on the court, maybe it's a little disjointed, especially with who's out. If you told me that Clemson returned 90% of their points, rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks last year, I believe you. This team gets along great. I watched them interact with donors last night. It was incredible. Genuine conversations, purposeful conversations. They are intelligent. They are dialed into the academic side of this trip. I mentioned Bob Brookover earlier. He's been teaching a class for these guys. I don't know if people realize that, but they've been taking a class in preparation for this and have some academic things that they have to do while we're here and then afterwards. It has really impressed me how cohesive, because I was thinking this group is, you know, this is a good bonding experience. Ben, I'm not sure they needed to bond. I think it's already a pretty well, obviously they can improve it, but I think it's already a well-bonded group. That has impressed me, and I know that excites you as somebody who's going to be traveling with them quite a bit.
That is great to hear, and that was one of the objectives of this trip, so very encouraging to hear that.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got to talk about Kurt Cignetti, because all the things that we said last week about the SEC, Kurt Cignetti said in like 40 seconds. So we're going to play that clip for you. We'll get that done on the other side. Out of Bounds continues. You can get in on the phones on the text line when we return.
24-7, 365, the action never ends. For around-the-clock sports talk, catch the worldwide leader in sports on ESPN Radio. Right here on The Roar, a proud affiliate of the ESPN family. More wall-to-wall sports.
Yes!
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
No one ever wants to deal with roof trouble, but when it happens, it's comforting to know who to call. Your roof protects your home, your family, and everything inside. And that kind of trust really matters. That's why so many upstate families turn to Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
Family owned and operated since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son has been taking care of homes and businesses across the upstate for decades. They believe in doing things the right way, with quality craftsmanship, honest answers, and a neighbor-first approach. From small repairs to complete roof replacements, their team takes pride in their work.
When it comes to your roof, don't cut corners. Choose the name families across the upstate have trusted for years, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Rely on the upstate's most trusted roofing experts since 1965. Get started today.
Call 864-246-0886 or visit robertsonroofing.net.
Looking for exceptional senior living? Welcome to the Barclay at Clemson, formerly Dominion Senior Living and Everlawn Independent Living at Patrick Square. Now with a fresh name and the same trusted care you've come to count on. Whether it's independent living, assisted living, or memory care, enjoy top-notch care, chef-prepared meals, engaging activities, and the same friendly staff members in a community that truly feels like home. Live well and thrive at the Barclay at Clemson. Schedule your free tour today at 864-722-2811.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Deal. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Hi, I'm Christopher Pratt. After a catastrophic injury or the loss of someone you love, everything changes. And while your family's trying to put the pieces back together, insurance companies and big corporations are already building their defense. These cases are serious, and they require serious lawyers. At Pratt Injury Lawyers, we focus on catastrophic injury and wrongful death cases. We have the resources, the talent, and the courtroom experience to fight for families during the hardest moments of their lives. Visit 864law.com for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Be part of the premier event when Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series, August 1st through the 8th in Easley at the J.B. Owens Ballpark. The world's best 13 to 16-year-olds from the U.S., Europe, Asia, Canada, Latin America, and Australia come to Easley with the championship game August 8th. Join thousands and support the Senior League Baseball World Series, August 1st through the 8th. J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
Whether it's a summer heat or a sudden cold snap, your home should be your sanctuary, not a source of stress. When your HVAC system struggles to keep up, you need a team that puts your family's comfort first. LA Heating and Air, serving both Georgia and South Carolina, we provide residential repairs, installations, and advanced air quality solutions for all makes and models of HVAC units. Don't wait for a breakdown to take action. Visit LAHVAC.com today to schedule your free quote and discover why we say comfort is our guarantee.
If you're just looking for a place to talk some ball,
heck yeah, let's go!
Falk and Van are who you want to call.
No gimmicks.
No gimmicks.
Just sports.
Out of Bounds.
Right here on The Roar,
your upstate sports authority.
First hour of the program continues. I'm live in Florence, Italy. Ben Milstead back in the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. Ben, I promised I would talk about Italian Buc-ee's, and I need to do that before we play this audio. So there is some sort of requirement in Italy that bus drivers can't drive more than 2 hours, I think is what it is, without stopping. And so they conveniently sort of were like, let's find a rest stop where we could pull off, like a truck stop or something, where we could pull off and let the guy get his mandated break. And so we get out, and it's a mix between like Buc-ee's and QT, where there's like a turnstile entrance bin. I'm staring right at sandwiches and pastries. Literally just like smacks you right in the face when you walk in, and no one is standing. Everyone is moving, so you can't just stand and like figure out what is going on. You have to just move. You have to just like figure it out while you're moving, or you're getting trampled. I mean, it's just unbelievable. To my left is like a cafe where they have espresso and coffee and lattes and things like that. To my right is a legitimate sit-down restaurant with a full burgers, pasta, full menu, standing tables. And then farther to the left, it's like a convenience store with, you know, like crazy snacks and, you know, Oreos, 50 kinds of gummy candy, 100 kinds of soda. They have something called Black Coke that has no sugar or basically anything. I'm not sure why it's different than seltzer water. It has like nothing. But it is, I mean, there's just all that stuff. It was so overwhelming, Ben, that they're like, all right, we have 45 minutes. It was so overwhelming that Brad Brownell looked at me at one point, and I'm not even kidding. This is what he said to me. This is classic coach, okay? He goes, I feel like I'm just overwhelmed. I feel like there's 35 seconds left. I'm trapped in the backcourt. I got one timeout. I can't figure out if I'm going to use it. They're not fouling me. That's what he said. He's walking by. He puts himself in that situation. And, like, where's the bathroom? I don't know, but you got to keep moving. If you're moving away from the bathroom, you're doing it, you know, you're doing it wrong, but you better just move and, like, figure out a way to take a UE in there. There's, like, three different places to check out. You have to, like, tell the guy at one cash register. There's five cash registers, but you have to go to this specific one to tell him you want from that specific stand. Then you give them your receipt. I'm not exaggerating this at all. This will come up later. One of the assistant men's basketball coaches, I'm standing behind him. I'm waiting to – it's like a deli counter where you're just like – they're just slinging. They're just slinging food all over the place. You just show them. They, like, mark it off and then go and heat up your thing. So he literally has a sandwich. He's waiting on his wife's sandwich, okay, one of the assistant coaches. an Italian guy walks up to him. I watched this with my own eyes. Would not believe it. It was one of the most ridiculous and unexpected interactions I've ever seen. Guy walks up to him, and he literally, like, points at him like, that's mine. He points. He's like, is me? Like, he just says, like, this little very short Italian thing. Grabs the sandwich out of his hand. Basically says thank you and walks away. And the coach turns around and looks at me and goes, the guy just took my sandwich. Like, they marked it off. So he's, like, having to explain. He can't, like, the guy doesn't speak English that well. So he's having to explain to the guy behind the counter, yes, I know this is marked off. The guy that ran away just took my sandwich. Can I have another of this sandwich? And it took him a couple minutes. Ben, I've never seen anything like that in my entire life.
That is a new one to me. Question. Are there rednecks in Italy?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
A million different kinds of rednecks in Italy. All over the place.
I don't think we've met them. I don't know that I've ever really thought about that. I always feel like we have the corner of the world, you know, like we have the rest of the world cornered in the redneck market.
Do you remember, I was trying to think of this, do you remember when we looked up the smokers per capita? Do you remember when we did that on air by nation?
Yeah, I remember doing it, but I don't remember the data.
Okay, well, Italy was up there, and I believe it, man. I believe it. They are, man, they are smoking here. It is really something. I'm looking at right now, 2026 population data. I think they're down, like, per capita, they're down 21.8% total smokers in 2025. 21.8% of the population in Italy. It was a feature of Rome. I'll tell you that. It was a stark contrast from America. That's kind of the, like, so, if you're looking for redneck, uh-huh. That's what I would call the, like, my archetype of the Italian redneck for sure has a cigarette.
So you're telling me they smoke in the restaurants?
Yes. Now, a lot of, like, honestly, they eat outside. Like, there's outside seating, and there's more outside seating than inside seating in every restaurant. And even when it's 100, people are, like, outside. You have to ask to go inside because people will just automatically, like, the servers at the restaurant or whatever, they'll just automatically seat you outside. So that's part of it, is, like, they'll just sit outside and sit at the table and light up or whatever. Unbelievable. You know, more power to you, man. All right, 654 Roars the number. I had to throw that one in there. Did not know there was an Italian Buc-ee's, but we went to it today. I did get unicorn, like gummy unicorns and cookie dough M&Ms.
Of course you did.
Delightful. Absolutely delightful. Glad I went. Glad I did that. Let's talk about, speaking of gummy unicorns, let's talk about Kurt Cignetti. I don't know how that relates. Ben, I was so encouraged, and I couldn't believe we weren't on the air, when Kurt Cignetti, I see the thing yesterday on my Twitter feed, that Kurt Cignetti at Big Ten Media Days has essentially responded to the SEC. Now, he's uniquely positioned to do that. Ryan Day's not really going to do that, even though Ohio State won a couple years ago. Kyle Whittingham is new. He's not really going to say anything about the Big Ten. But Kurt Cignetti don't care about nothing. And after watching the SEC for like 4 days, my guy Sig answered a question about the difficulty of his schedule preparing him. And he gets to his main point. And his main point is one of the great glories of my week. Ben, roll this clip, please.
Stand by. Here we go.
The Big Ten is the best league in football, and a lot of really good football teams. It's hard to win on the road. Very physical football teams, very well coached. It definitely prepares you for the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. The numbers speak for themselves. I mean, we don't run a hype machine up here in the Midwest. We believe everything's earned, not given. And when we fall short, we say we fell short. We don't cry a river, whine, and complain. All right? And that's why we're the best.
Coach Cignetti, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
My favorite thing about that whole clip, Ben, is he says it with the Kurt Cignetti smirk. I call it the Dan Aykroyd smirk because Kurt Cignetti for sure looks like Dan Aykroyd. And if you don't believe me on that, just do a side-by-side. It's possible that they are brothers and don't know it. They look almost identical. He gives that little smirk that he knows what he did. I love it so much. He calls out every single thing that we said was wrong with the SEC's predetermined pitch for the season. He calls out that they don't whine when they don't win. He calls out that they don't do PR campaigns, which is exactly what this is. He didn't talk about it in that clip, but he also said a couple things about the schedule that essentially jive with what John Summerall was saying about the nine-game schedule. He was like, yeah, we play nine. What of it? Rather than, you know, what many have said, which is basically, oh, we know that the nine-game schedule is going to be so hard. We've never even seen it from the SEC. The Big Ten's been playing nine-game schedules forever. Ben, what are your thoughts on Kurt Cignetti's comments and – very clearly a return fire shot at the SEC there.
It's why we love the guy. One of many reasons that you love the guy, because you knew you were going to get that response to him. The guy, of all the coaches in the Big Ten, the one that looks like the math teacher is actually acting like the gym teacher. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know, this is that is kind of what old Sig is. And he said that with conviction. He believed every word of it, and I believe every word of it too, for that matter.
It's just to me, it's a breath of fresh air to see somebody come out and directly respond. Now, again, in doing that, one of the things that I love that Cignetti has done here is that he says we don't do PR campaigns, but in effect, that is what he's done here. Now, all he's really doing in his PR campaign is he is just pointing out the success that the league has had, the success that his program has had, and pointing out that other leagues haven't had that success and they've been doing a lot of talking. Now, that in of itself is a PR campaign, so I want to be clear on that. It's just a good one because it just goes where the facts lead. And the SEC, again, just to reiterate what we talked about last week, we talked about it daily last week because they kept bringing it up, and in fact, they haven't stopped bringing it up. We'll get to maybe top of the hour, we'll get to a clip, and it hurts my heart. One of my favorites from the SEC Network that's just going in on this. It's a full propaganda machine that won't stop. But Cignetti is looking at results, and he's basically saying, you know what, here's what happened. And when it happens, great, that's what happened. When it doesn't happen, also great, that's what happened. And he's just telling people, rather than the SEC that's telling you, don't look at how many people watched. Look at how big the stadiums are. Look at how much enrollment we have. Look at all the money we made. And Cignetti's just like, let's just look at results. And, like, when we win, it's great. And when we lose, well, that sucks. But we lost. And so here we go. It's such a, like, I don't know. It's such a Midwest message, Ben. It almost feels like he's running for Senate in a Midwestern state. He's like, it's like perfectly tailored to a Midwestern audience. It's like, we don't want any frills or fuss. We just want to, like, get the job done, you know? Like, we're just going to roll up our sleeves, and we're going to just get in there, and we're going to just do it. Like, he's so speaking directly to his audience when he talks about this, and he actually says, this is what we do in the Midwest. I think he understands that, like, Indiana's fan base is vast, and they're all over, but they consider themselves Midwest. It fired me up. I'm from the South. I'm the guy that he's mad at, okay? Not me particularly, but, you know, people like me, people that sound like me. And I'm like, yeah, man, sign me up for the Midwest. Give me all of that meat and potatoes stuff from Cignetti. That hit me more than anything, man. He's like, I mean, he's pounding it. He's like, hey, this is how life is in the Midwest. We win, and when we lose, we don't cry about it. I thought it was great.
And they don't move the goalpost and – you know, change the narrative and talk about good losses and all that good stuff. So they just right now they just win championships.
And it's three different teams in 3 years. What was the stat? Who was given this? Was it Rhett Lashley that keeps giving the stat that like five different teams or four different teams or whatever have won the SEC outright in like 50 some years?
I believe it was Lashley.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's out there saying, like, they talk about the depth, but, like, no one wins this league. Like, the same three teams win this league all the time. And the fact that the Big Ten has had three different teams, two historic powers, and then Indiana win a national championship in 3 years, it kind of speaks for itself. Texter says this: the SEC top to bottom is the best league when a mid to bottom team like South Carolina has first round picks like Dylan Stewart. By the way, is Dylan Stewart a first round pick? Are we just doing that? Are we just going to put him in there? I mean, he's going to have a good combine, but should he have a couple sacks?
Yeah, I don't think he's been drafted yet. I believe he's still playing for South Carolina.
I think he's got to have a season first before we say that. Minnesota doesn't have that. Top of the Big Ten is better, but top to bottom, SEC is still the best. Well, they're not. I mean, that's maybe middle to the bottom. I mean, maybe the worst team in the SEC is better than the worst team in the Big Ten. But here's the problem. As I said last week, the SEC's argument for the last 20 years has been the league that's the best is the league that wins. And when they were winning national championships, they were perfectly happy telling you that they were the best because they had national champions. Now the same people representing the same schools, and in fact the exact same people, not even like the person filling the chair, Nick Saban, who has made that argument before, is sitting up there at the SEC network podium talking about, well, who's at the very top doesn't matter. What matters is everything else. And it's literally just the SEC's argument being made by a different league, and the SEC can't make it anymore.
Yeah,
that's the problem here.
For years and years and years, we judged conferences off at the top of the league, and now that doesn't work, we start talking about, you know, top to bottom and all that good stuff. So, you know, it is. By the way, Penn State was one of the Penn State had at least one first round draft pick. They were 13th in the league last year.
See, bottom of the league, first round picks. When we come back, we'll shift gears to some other stuff. Laura Rutledge is still doing this. She's still got the propaganda machine. That's in hour number two, right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar. The sports world never stops spinning. We bring order to the athletic calendar. From sunup to sundown, we've got you covered with the most up-to-date sports talk on the airwaves. 105.5, 97.5, The Roar. Your upstate sports authority.
All right, let me tell you about our friends at Breeze Airways. For the last 5-plus years, Breeze has been in service. It has been ranked one of the United States' best domestic airlines for the last 4 years by Travel and Leisure magazine. It's hard to get to that point in such a short amount of time and stay there, but that's the type of customer service that Breeze has. More than 170 year-round and seasonal nonstop routes between 60-plus cities in 30 states. 10 of those routes are coming out of GSP, and we're talking if you want to go to the West Coast, you want to go to Florida, you want to go Midwest, you want to go anywhere in the United States, they can do that for you, any region of the United States. They've got streaming quality Wi-Fi. They've got snacks and beverages. And you can sort of upgrade your value of your ticket to get a few more amenities. So whether you're talking about getting better seats or more bags and things like that, you can go from nicest ticket bundles. But, man, if you just want to fly with them, as low as $59 a ticket. That is absolutely unbelievable. And you can do it right out of GSP. BreezeAirways.com, GSPAirport.com.
We got your summer covered.
The summer sports station.
105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Summertime presents the perfect opportunity to get creative on your grill and in the kitchen when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, along with fresh, locally grown fruits and vegetables grown right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, find what you need at your local Ingles. If you're on the way to a beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel before you hit the road. Save on prescriptions at your Ingles Pharmacy. If you're having a reunion or a family get-together, let the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. And remember that Ingles Floral Department for beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Savor the taste of summer at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
When it's time to paint, the Upstate turns to Spectrum Paint, your source for Benjamin Moore paints. Visit them in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum for expert color matching, premium Benjamin Moore paints, and expert service. Whether you're a professional contractor or a do-it-yourselfer refreshing a room, their experts are here to help you get it right the first time. Stop by your nearest Spectrum Paint store or explore products, colors, and more at SpectrumPaint.com. Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned Benjamin Moore paint source.
Every business around here is built on hard work. Upcountry Fiber is here to make sure your technology is just as solid. We show up for you every day with fiber internet that keeps you moving, managed IT that keeps your systems running smoothly, business phones that keep you connected, and security cameras watching over everything you've built. We're local, we're responsive, and we care about your business and its success. Visit upcountryfiber.com/business to get started.
Make living easy this summer with Craft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Craft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Craft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Summer doesn't slow down, and neither should your equipment. At Landscaper Supply, they carry zero-turn mowers and professional-grade equipment built to handle the toughest jobs and longest days. Whether you're maintaining your home lawn or managing commercial properties, Toro delivers the power, cut quality, and reliability you can count on. Visit one of their 8 locations across South Carolina and Georgia and see why more professionals choose Toro and Landscaper Supply. Toro, trusted performance starts here.
On the shores of Lake Kiawe, welcome to Falls Park at Kiawe. With lots averaging about 2 acres, Falls Park at Kiawe offers legacy lots starting in the low 100s and heritage lots starting in the low 250s. With access to dock slips and the boat landing, your next home will be amid mature hardwoods, some with mountain or waterfall views. Interested buyers can place a fully refundable deposit and find out more at fallsparkatkiawe.com. Come home to Falls Park at Kiawe today.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, providing fiber.